Well, the MTA is getting its wish $4 billion from the federal government. But now the agency says it'll need even more. WCBS reporter Steve Burns following this for us and joining us on the newsline. Steve, what are you hearing from MTA leadership?
Kevin, first of all, the MTA did sound pretty grateful for the money. It's $4 billion out of the overall $25 billion package that was approved for transit agencies nationwide. But that $4 billion request was made a week ago, and as we all kind of realize now, the world is becoming an unrecognizable place from one day to the next. So Pat Foy, the MTA chairman, was pretty blunt about it. He said, we appreciate the $4 billion, we'll make good use of it, but it's not going to solve all of our problems. We're going to need some more help. And a lot of advocates have been making that point that the MTA may have undermined itself to some extent by starting out with such a small request. It's worth keeping in mind the MTA carries about 31% of the country's transit riders. Here it's only getting 15% of the money from this package.
How big are the overall financial challenges for the agency?
You know, Pat Foy used the word precarious. I don't think that's an overstatement looking at their ridership numbers. The MTA gets around a third of all of its revenue from riders, from fares, and that's all but dried up at this point. Subway ridership's down 87%, Long Island Railroad down 71%, Metro North is down 94%. So these are really, you know, just off the charts drops. And you can add that onto another big chunk of money that'll be drying up, which is the tax revenue that's funneled to the MTA. Things like sales taxes and payroll taxes. Obviously, with most businesses closed, all of that is going to be disappearing.
And we've seen some service changes go into effect. Will that save any money?
It's going to save some money, but Pat Foy said it really wouldn't make much of a difference in the big picture. And again, that essential service plan reduces service to about 75% of regular levels. The B, W, and Z trains are no more. A lot of express service is gone. You'll see changes on commuter rail, too. But I think the big concern right now for them is workforce availability. We saw that was becoming a problem with a lot of canceled or delayed trains in the last few days. We were told that 52 workers had tested positive for coronavirus. Pat Foy declined to tell us, though, how many workers are in quarantine or just calling out. But that's a presumably much, much larger number for them.
That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.